Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are live at the House of Blues as the calm before the storm, the hustle and the bustle, as four Houston greats are getting ready to get their Hall of Fame rings. Jackie Burke, A.J. Foyt, George Foreman, Dan Pastorini. We expect at least one or two, who knows how many of them, stop by later on in the show. But we continue to roll on with a Tuesday edition of the Triple Threat here in the background.
I feel like a class of killer bees is inevitable in the timeline of the Houston Sports Hall of Fame.
That would make sense, wouldn't it? And I think you could put together a really, really good class for sure.
No doubt. No Derek Bell.
No. Yeah, yeah.
He was one of the killer bees. No Sean Barry.
No. Do you let Lance Berkman in that crew?
Yes, absolutely. If it was Berkman, Bagwell, Biggio, this place would be packed.
It would be. Yeah, it would be very packed. So, Rich, how do you feel about science?
I've grown to appreciate science's role in the sports world, Sean, more and more over the last 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
I have.
Okay. It'll be
DVOA.
Analytics. I do like analytics.
That's a science.
It is a science. I don't know if this study that we're looking at of quantitative analytics is accurate when it comes to NFL fandom, but we can dig into it here. There is some folks from Emory Business School, I guess. Is it Emory University?
Yeah, is that in Atlanta, I think?
I do believe is. I can't. I don't know if it's in Atlanta. Why do I think it's in New Jersey?
I'm only guessing.
At any rate, they did a study.
Yes.
On NFL fandom.
Apparently they do it every year, but this is the first time I've seen it.
They're trying to figure out who are the most loyal, who are the best NFL fans.
Yeah, which I don't know if you can apply science to draw, definite conclusions on this one, but it's at least an interesting discussion.
You can attempt to use science to explain anything, and then you decide at the end, through subjectivity, whether or not the study has merit or not. But the fundamental question of their analysis was pretty simple. Who has the best fans in the NFL? Okay? 32 fan bases. Whose fans are the best? And they said for business folks, the way to put it is, what are the best brands in the NFL? So they basically do this, and they try to do it in a way where they control things like market size and short-term fluctuations in winning and losing. They're trying to bring as much... They're trying to remove as many potential uncontrollable biases as possible.
Yeah.
When it comes to measuring the rabidness of the fan base. Because if you're a rabid fan, you should be a fan through thick and thin, and it shouldn't matter what city you're in and stuff like that. So they do it using three measurements of fan engagement. Fan equity, social equity, and road equity.
Right.
Fan equity focuses on home box office revenues. How do you support your team via the opening of your wallet? Merchandise, tickets, things like that. Social media equity focuses on the fan willingness to engage as part of the team's community on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, things like that. Road equity focuses on how teams draw on the road after adjusting for team performance. So basically, how big a draw are you when your team is out on the road? I don't think it's a big surprise the teams that are near the top of a study like this.
No.
Did any of the top five surprise you?
No. The surprises come more toward the bottom and maybe in the middle as well. But no. I mean, the top five or six fan bases, based on this study and how they've determined these rankings, it makes sense.
Yeah. Cowboys, Patriots, Eagles, Giants, Steelers. Those are the top five. The bottom five,
yeah.
Bengals, Jaguars, Titans, Chiefs.
Timeout.
Chiefs. Rams.
Chiefs, really? Really?
I'll be honest with you, and we'll tell people where the Texans are in just a second, but that's the one where I looked at it. I go, okay, well, this study is completely invalidated.
Like you said, fan equity, the first of the three categories, is based on attendance. And, you know, Kansas City is as good as it gets.
Yeah.
I don't understand how they are 29th. I don't believe the attendance numbers reflect them being 29th out of 32 teams.
Yeah, well, here's how it broke down for the Chiefs.
Arrowhead's one of the best home field advantages in the NFL.
The Chiefs were 29th in each of the three categories. They were 29th in fan equity, 29th in social equity, 29th in road equity.
Well, you know, the road equity and the social equity are areas where I have less experience. But the first one, the fan equity, thanks to my 7 years traveling around the NFL.
Yeah, you've been to Kansas City. A lot of us haven't. What's that like?
Kansas City's a madhouse.
Where would you put it on the list of places? And for those who don't remember, Rich, you were the sideline reporter for the Texans for, what, about 7 years?
7 years. I put them second only behind New Orleans in terms of home field advantage.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I don't know how they determined. Like, for instance, the Saints are number 9 in fan equity, and to me, they should be number 1.
Yeah.
Number 1 in fan equity is the Cowboys, and I get it, but, you know, they've got the biggest stadium in the league and probably selling the most tickets in the league.
Yeah.
But if you want to talk about atmosphere in the building and actual home field advantage, it's not in Dallas.
No, it's not. And the Cowboys, by the way, finished first, third, and second in the three categories: fan equity, social equity, road equity. Rich, I don't feel bad about talking in the back of this ceremony anymore because the music is really, really loud.
Yeah, it is. We're the guests, so we're doing our best.
We're doing our best. All right, so let's put all the speculation to bed here. Where are the Houston Texans on this list?
They are number 21 overall among 32 fan bases.
That surprised you?
It surprised me from one standpoint. Under the category of road equity, they are number 32. They are dead last in the league, according to this study, in support on the road. And the only thing I can ask when I see them, the number 32, is, are you paying attention? Have you seen the transformation of road support that the Texans have enjoyed over the last 6-7 years, starting around 2011, 2012, and that's when I was still traveling with the team. The amount of support, Sean, I'll never forget in 2013, I think it was 2013 when we went to San Francisco, and you were there.
Yeah. No, I wasn't there.
I don't think you were there.
I was in the stadium as a fan.
You were in the stadium. Yeah. But there was a pregame gathering about 5 or 6 hours before the game at a place called Alamo Square Park in downtown San Francisco. There were hundreds of Texans fans there.
Yeah, I was shocked to see that the Texans were 32 on the road equity part of this. I was shocked. I'm looking at this, and I think part of it too, Rich, with the road equity is not just how your fans travel, but just how big a draw is your team on the road. You know, forget about just your fans. Is it a team that draws people? And here's what surprises me about that is, say what you will about the Texans from a success standpoint on the field, they've got guys that you would want to come watch play.
Yes.
They've got a couple guys on that team. I would pay for a ticket to watch Deshaun Watson play. I would pay for a ticket to watch DeAndre Hopkins play. I'd pay for a ticket to watch J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney do their thing, but mostly Watson and Hopkins.
21 overall is too low for the Texans, in my experience.
Because they're always 16th in everything on lists like this.
There is that.
Yeah.
But 32 for the road equity, I think, is just a joke. And when you talk about fan equity, which, again, is ticket sales at home and revenue generated.
Yeah, merch.
When they're home. You know, I don't know. I don't feel like the city of Oakland has bailed on the Raiders. Yet they are number 31 when it comes to fan equity, when historically that's been a pretty good home field advantage with a lot of support in that city for the Raiders. It may have tapered off because of their announced move to Las Vegas. I'm not sure about that. And the Rams are 32, and I get that because they're in the Coliseum and they're sort of in between homes, between St. Louis and the new place that'll be opening up soon in Los Angeles. The Jacksonville Jaguars are 30. To me, there's no conversation to be had. They're 32.
Yeah.
That's the worst place in the league to see an NFL game.
I think what's interesting about this, Rich, is that all four NFC North teams are ahead of all four AFC South teams. In other words, you go down this list, and the NFC, not NFC North, NFC East, I'm sorry, NFC East with the Cowboys. The all four NFC East teams are ahead of all four AFC South teams, meaning that the NFC East teams, the Cowboys are one, the Eagles are three, the Giants are four, and the Redskins are 11.
Yeah.
The Colts are the first AFC South team that you see on here at number 12 on the list. If you're just wondering about cachet, if you're wondering why sometimes Sunday nights and Monday nights and you're watching these primetime games, you go, man, this is always in... There's always NFC East teams on. There's always the Cowboys, and there's always the Giants. Well, this is one, I guess, sort of measurement as to why that is.
Yeah, a reflection of that for sure.
Yep. I guess there's just some things on here, Rich, that just don't match the eye test to me, and you brought up the Raiders. Like, I look at the Raiders. The Raiders are 17th on this list. There's no way I look at the Raiders fan base and I go, they're not as rabid as the Dolphins,
right,
who are 15.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
They're not as rabid as the Falcons, who are 13. The Colts at 12. I know the Colts have a pretty rabid fan base. Certainly, I would guess the most rabid fan base in the AFC South. No disrespect to the Texan fan base, but the Raiders at 17 is crazy to me.
Yeah, just like for me, the Saints at 10 is crazy.
Yep.
Saints fan base is fanatical.
Yep. All right. So you and I guess are in agreement on this, that science failed us on this in this study.
I'm a bigger fan of science than I used to be, but in this case, science blows.
Okay. It was my least favorite subject when I was in school, was science.
No, it's not even close for me. Math.
Did you math?
I avoided math.
Which
at all
is like
costs.
Science. It's like science's really dorky brother.
Exactly.
Yeah. These same people, and if you wonder why we're whispering, it's because we're at the Houston Sports Hall of Fame ring ceremony.
We don't want to drown out Esh.
Yeah, Esh is presenting the rings to the guys. So we're going to try to get through this here. I feel like we're doing a golf broadcast.
Kind of, yeah.
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 So we're piecing our way through this here. Did you happen to click on the other lists, Rich?
Other lists.
They have links on this study to the NBA and the MLB lists.
I did not.
Yeah. Do you care to take a stab at where the Rockets and the Astros landed on the rabidness of their respective fan bases?
Is it the same three criteria?
Yes.
Well, we were just talking the other day about how I have yet to see an Astros road game this season that not only featured Astros fans in the stands wearing their gear, but doing that Ric Flair thing. Whether Josh Reddick was at the plate or not, I feel like Astros road support is at an all-time high.
Well, that's only one-third of the metric, though.
It is, yeah.
Take a stab, Rich.
Yeah.
We're just two guys whispering in the back of a room right now.
Of the 30 big league teams, I'll go 16.
22nd.
Hmm.
I was a little surprised at that. 22nd for the Astros. Care to take a stab at the Rockets?
Lower. Probably about 25.
Seven.
No kidding?
Seven.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is the social media component?
Which probably
something
brings
that,
in China.
That's a really good point.
Right?
It's a really good point. Talk about support on the road.
Yeah. Any metric involving the Rockets, you got to factor in China. All right.
You're right. That's a good point.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.